Governor Janet Mills announced today that Maine will move to stage 4 of the reopening plan for the economy beginning next Tuesday. Her executive order lifts restrictions on businesses like restaurants and bars, but also expands the state's face covering requirement. Patty White has details.
In 1 week, any business or organization that offers seated activities, such as restaurants, movie theaters, or religious gatherings, will be allowed to operate at 50% capacity indoors. The maximum for these businesses is capped at 100 people, and safety protocols still have to be followed, such as keeping a 6-foot distance from others. Also under Stage 4, bars and tasting rooms will be permitted to offer indoor service starting November 2nd. In a news briefing on Tuesday, Governor Mills said that since the early days of the pandemic, she's tried to balance public health with economic health, and this move to Stage 4 is in line with that goal.
As the winter approaches, we have to continue this important balancing act. And we need now to ensure that the businesses who were able to operate outside safely during the summer months are able to continue operating as the weather gets colder.
Every silver lining has its cloud.
Gregory Dougal of Hospitality Maine says allowing 50% capacity indoors will benefit some restaurants. But he says the overall cap of 100 people will hurt larger restaurants that have been able to serve more than that number through the use of separate rooms. Still, he says, the change,
it will make a difference, for more than not.
It also makes a difference for breweries eager to open tasting rooms for indoor service, says Sean Sullivan, the executive director of the Maine Brewers Guild. And Sullivan says customers should feel comfortable stepping inside.
While our brewery owners are probably as nervous as every other business owner, it's true that when you brew beer, you literally have to sanitize just about everything that comes into contact with the beer as you brew it. So if you're a professional brewer, you know cleaning and sanitizing is like 99% of the job.
Bars and tasting rooms are the last sector of Maine's economy to be allowed to open for indoor service. Bars have been tied to outbreaks in other states and are considered among the riskier settings for transmission of the coronavirus. But Maine's Commissioner of the Department of Health and Human Services, Jean Lambrew, says the state has set strict safety rules, which includes no live singing, woodwind instruments, or open dance floors.
We welcome the opportunity to give them a chance to reopen. But should we find that there are problems with compliance, that we really can't see the same type of precautions working well in these facilities, we'll take action.
The Mills administration has already taken action against businesses that don't comply. To date, the state has issued more than 24 imminent health hazard warnings, and one business has racked up nearly $20,000 in fines. Included in the safety protocols is the expansion of a previous executive order that requires certain businesses to enforce the state's face covering mandate. Before, the order only applied to coastal counties and the most populous cities, but next week it applies statewide. In making her announcement, Governor Mills pointed to Maine's success so far, maintaining a low transmission rate of the coronavirus, with one of the lowest numbers of positive cases, deaths, and hospitalizations in the U.S. But she urged Mainers not to let their guard down.
We have to remember this virus is still very much among us, and that wearing a face covering, staying 6 feet apart, avoiding large gatherings, washing our hands often, all those things are key to keeping Maine open.
The director of the Maine CDC, Dr. Nirav Shah, said that to stay in Stage 4, Maine must maintain the gains it's made so far, and his agency will be monitoring key public health metrics. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.